This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's stories, an MMIP activist is collecting names of fallen Native soldiers for an online tribute, which includes the Navajo co-talkers and veterans who struggled at home. And an acclaimed indigenous chef expands his nonprofit's work into Montana. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. Today is Memorial Day, and across the U.S., parades, ceremonies, and similar events are being held to honor those who served and died for their country. That includes an observance from an MMIP activist in Oregon. Kimberly Linning is the founder of MMIW Search and Hope Alliance. She says she's collecting names of fallen Native soldiers, not just in combat, but also those who struggled at home.
Last May, I lost a very close friend of mine. He took his own life, and it was very sad and very tragic. He was like a brother to me, and this year I thought I need to get more involved and bring more awareness to that. And I also would like to bring more awareness to the Indigenous fallen service members and how they became so ingrained into our military.
Linning is hoping to present names of Navajo co-talkers. Being Navajo, Hopi, and Mexican, she says it's a way to honor the men who used their native language to radio in troop movements during World War II.
And I think it's important that more people know about that and those who gave their life in service of that. It's more than just outside non-Native communities. The Native peoples have had such a big role in service to this country and fallen for this country. And I just want to bring it to the surface and start conversations, not just about history, but how to preserve indigenous languages across the board.
Linning says the completed project will be a video slideshow that she'll make available on her social media channels, including that of her organization, MMIW Search and Hope Alliance. Acclaimed indigenous chef Sean Sherman is expanding his nonprofit to Montana. YPR's Ruth Eddy has more about his plans in Bozeman.
So we've got ground elk, onions, delicata squash. We just chopped it up real fine. It's got sumac, cedar, and salt in it.
Chef Rob Ganeen with the nonprofit Indigenous Food Lab is grilling at the kitchen of Fork and Spoon in Bozeman. The social enterprise restaurant run by the Human Resources Development Council serves pay-what-you-can meals 5 nights a week, but also rents out its commercial kitchen.
There's no stress, obviously. You're not yelling at each other.
Tonight, the kitchen is being used for a pop-up dinner as a taste of what's to come in Bozeman, as Sean Sherman's nonprofit starts using the kitchen regularly sometime in the near future.
Our goal is to try and get food access to tribal communities all across the state, and that's what we're hoping to do right here in this building.
Sherman's restaurant in Minneapolis was named James Beard's Best Restaurant in America in 2022. Awamni highlights indigenous ingredients by removing colonial ingredients like dairy, wheat, flour, cane sugar, beef, pork, and chicken. Tonight's 7-course pop-up does the same.
Put a lot of artistry into the plating, you know, and just really take a lot of care with the ingredients that we're playing with.
The elk skewer is plated on top of a dark red circle of sauce made from currants, topped with fresh ramps and drizzled with a pine syrup. Sherman explains.
We harvested this pine, cut it all up, and then we're going to cook it down with some maple syrup and some water and just let it simmer for a long time till the water starts to evaporate, but it'll absorb a lot of this pine flavor.
Megan Vincent was one of about 80 guests at the pop-up. She's a culinary arts teacher at a high school in Lewistown. She said the food was amazing and the braised bison and wild rice flan were favorites.
I really want the dessert recipe to see if I can make that with them, because the idea of making a dessert taste that good without using those standard ingredients of sugar and dairy would be a really great experience.
In Bozeman, I'm Ruth Eddy.
And this is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull in the KLCC studios in Eugene, Oregon.